I was finally birthed. It was time for me to find out what this planet is worth. Jamal home, where I got my sanity first. Guess you could say this is when I was handed the curse. Now I've been rapping since a kid and it's so talent based. Wasn't for fame, I never knew that talent paid. Music was how I'd go through my silent phase. And at the same time been a child my parents raised. Now if you're from where I'm from, you know what it is. When you're forced to be a man when you're only a kid. We got bills to pay to people owning your crib. Or else you're gonna get evicted and get thrown in the streets. I had to double up and find a way to switch it instead. See, you gotta find your purpose or your vision is dead. Nowhere to sleep, little cousin still pissing in bed. Papa sick as hell, he popping ridiculous meds. Now, what would you do if you was faced with the same? First step to fight this is to embracing the pain. Ghetto Chronicles, a young brother making a name. So as you fight to see the light, be prepared for the rain. And when the rain stop, beware of the slippery floor. I had to hustle hard just so I could get to these doors. Cloud chasers wanna even the scores. Paparazzi wanna know what you purchasing when you leaving the stores. Now, let me explain the process. Before the fame came back when you couldn't gain the profits, it was longer than you probably think. Ladies and gentlemen, this how the journey's been. So now I fall in love with music and this is how the interest grew. Big bro was a rapper since in school. I always wanted to be like him cause he bring this dude. And this exactly where I'm about to begin this look. In 205, me and Hope Kid, we started to click. KOB did the intro cause he thought we could spit. We did a couple songs together till 2006. And then we parted ways, that's when I decided to switch. Around the same time I developed a love for the sound. It's the joint. Yes, Waff was holding it down. My perspective for hip hop is different now. Cause my freaka is suddenly the talk of the town. So now it's underground hip hop I'm listening to. Mookie got rang and I know we're keeping it true. Chris and Ty, Cop 10 and the rest of the crew used to go hard, they would never stick to the rules. Fast forward in 208, I get on the stage. First battle, I start putting rappers in graves. See the whole crowd at WAPI was really amazed. Now I'm getting mad praise from this nigga called Blaze. Until I met this nigga called Gotti and I lost. It's not in every fight you'd always come out as a boss. But if you learn from your mistakes and not give up on your cause, you bound to bounce back and let them know you were forced. 209 MC Africa, I'm at it again. Talk smack punchlines with a shatter your chin. Point blank verse calligraph to rattle the king. I had to let it go cause honestly it had to be him. By 2010 I was getting love from most people. 2011 boy buzzing like a mosquito. Slanging mixtapes by the streets, that's off Lido's. That's when I met Ace, Ecstatic and Oxido. Now radio stations you call me for a freestyle show. By 2013 no rapper could match my freestyle flows. At homeboys, man, I was a freestyle pro. At Capitol they used to call me G.I. Jones. Now I'm hanging out with Christoph, we're killing the scene. We be happening, biggest banger in 2013. Same year STL got down with the team. Be a shower drops and everyone is messing with me. In 2014 me and Octo we started a beef. But this time see my name is getting hype in the streets. 2015 Yego drops and that was the heat that made a brother elevate and finally started to eat. In 2016 my Zishi went straight to the books. I'm doing shows all over Kenya, every weekend I'm booked. I'm a household name now with corporate deals. Belair and Cope was giving me corporate meals. In 2017 I was called on NTV, did an interview where they say that the MC bleached. My haters celebrated saying it's finally over, only to realize that I can't be beaten. Fast forward 2018, the album dropped, best reviews, best album, the album hot. Testimony 99, he changed the game cause before it came out all these other niggas album flopped. Now I finally get a visa, I head to the States, a FEMA nominated rapper, I was setting the pace. Came back for Sound City, that's in early 2020. Black try to hate so I had to step in his face. 2020 will be the year for me to get honored. But coronavirus came and we met karma. Couldn't perform anymore, so less drama. But everybody was listening to Yes Bana. 2021 started on a very high note. Biggest hip-hop collaboration that terrified folks. Kali and Sako Demon who's ready to fight those. Two kings on one track, that is certified dope. And now we here still kicking the same damn vibe. Dude for love, Tupac, the gang getting high. Invisible currency, the man been fly. I can rap good and flex at the same damn time. Over 15 years, I've been making plenty moves. Longevity that you don't get from many dudes. In this world of pain, many, many lose. Who never thought that I'd make it to 2022? God bless you if you've been a believer from day one. And if you join along the way, then you too is A1. My fam Blue Ink, no need to say none. We blood for life, we die by the same gun. Yes.